Simin Kuf Tadi Hei, from Sif Hei, Be'ez Hashem, till the end, Sif Yud Zayin. Mechaber says, Lo Yeshev Emitim Yuchedis Lo, Afilu Shalei B'Paneo. This is the halacha that the Ravid is Medayik from the Rabbeinu Haigrin. It's actually, Rabbeinu Haigrin was talking about Shino, and that's the Shaila, whether or not it's also talking about Yeshiva. L'mais la'alacha, it's Pashit, that he is not allowed to sleep on her bed, even Shalei B'Paneo. Now, with regard to sitting, that's Machlokes HaPoskim, and the Psak La'alacha is like the Shulchan Aruch, the Pashas Mashmoyes of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz, not like the Bach, that Yeshiva is also Aser, even Shalei B'Paneo. That's all referring to his Iser for her. However, Klapi her, sleeping in his bed, the Poskim say that also she is not allowed to sleep in his bed, when it's Bifonel, but Yeshiva's mutter even Bifonel. There are those that want to say that Yeshiva's mutter for him also Bifonel. Shalei Bifonel be mutter. L'mais Bipaskin even Shalei Bifonel. Come tell us that it's much more chomer, like most Archokis, it's much more chomer for him than for her, because we're scared that he's going to be margal her. Therefore, it's also for him to sleep on her bed Shalei Bifonel, and even to sit on her bed Shalei Bifonel. Her, it's only Aser to sleep Bifonov. And to sit, even Bifanav, is going to be mutter. What's the story with standing on the bed? You want to stand on her bed to change light bulb? Bifashas, there's no hair there, not a problem. How about to lean on her bed? So I heard that somebody did say that leaning is like sitting. It should be aser. It's a little bit hard to say that. If you're just leaning over to get something, leaning over to putting your knee on the bed to get something, then not only that, if you want to say Bidarach Ari, you sat down to tie your shoes, that's okay. But certainly, l'chera, you could be mako in a case where you're not sitting down. That most paiskim, I think, are machmer for sitting down properly on her bed. However, just leaning on the bed to take care of something, to reach something, then there are those that are even mako in proper yeshiva lefanov, then certainly in such a case where it's not real yeshiva, l'chera, it's mutter. The Pesach Tshuva brings down that shaloi b'fanel is aser, the machaber is talking about yeshiva, and the Pesach Tshuva says, "V'nira pasha d'me'ena b'ir klal mutter." Now, what is that referring to? Is that referring to the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch that's talking about yeshiva, or is that talking about also Shino is mutter shaloi if she's out of town? The Lubuti Yoyi says, and that's how the place can go, that if she's out of town, then it's mutter to even sleep on her bed. That's not a problem. The question is, what's considered out of town? So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman that out of town means it's not just that she's went to Bnei Brak and she can come back in 45 minutes. Out of town means mamish out of town. Not only that, the Shevet Alevi, he says that the Marsham is machmer unless she's going for a few days. So it's not exactly clear how he goes on Maisa. He says that it's mustaver that should be a nesiyah meruchekit, that she's going somewhere far away. What's the var? L'chora, what's the pshat over here that it's mutter? It's different than everything else. It's aser even shloi b'fanav. Hatzos amita and these other things are mutter when it's shloi b'fanav. Here, it's aser even when it's shloi b'fanav. What's the reason why? Because the reason is not just because when you're doing it in front of you, it's a ma'isa chiba. There's a shash of hero over here. So the hero is going to be margal even if she's not here. You'll go into the next room, you'll go and you'll find her. However, if she's out of town, says the Pesach Tshuva, then there's no shash. Either there's no shash because there's no hero because you know it's not shaykh, or this is like we were saying to the Nei Huda, that maybe there's no chash of our chokis in a mokum where it's not shaykh to come to Hergol Dover. So befrat bizmanenu, where generally, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, unless you went to Eilat, you're not more than an hour and a half, 2 hours away by car than in most places. And even in America, you're in New York, in the city, Mechulu, and you're constantly talking with each other on the phone. Certainly l'chori would be mistaver to say, like the Marsham is saying, like the Shevet Levi is saying, that it doesn't just mean that she's an hour or two away, it means that she's out of sight, out of mind. That it's to the extent that there's mamish no chash that you're going to be margal. However, if she's out of town, not only that, if she's, let's say she's, he brings that from Shlomo Zalman, if she's in town, but she's mamish out of town, she went to the Beit HaFlama and she's there for 3 days. So that's also, that's fine, I guess either because she's not going to come out, because she's mamish out, she's not coming back, that's not the, there's no chash really there. That's also okay. But the Vard is over here. Here it's different than every other case. Here it's not the same heter of the Shalei B'Fanav that there is everywhere else. It's only if she's mamish out of town. What's considered out of town? That's what the person we're saying. Out of town means that there's no afsharis. It's Manenu, where you could be there in 2 hours, and that's, obviously that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about somewhere that's further than that, where it's not shy to get there. Now, what does it mean, lo yeshe b'mita miyuchedes la? There's two questions over here. What's the mita? What's included in mita? And what does it mean, miyuchedes la? So start with the second. What's miyuchedes la? So I was asked by somebody, and somebody else told me he had the same question also. What's the story if b'shasater mutter, they put the beds together and she sleeps in one bed? However, when they're usher, due to the exact place where they have to put the crib, v'chulu, and how it's getting out, she likes to sleep in the other bed. So when they're mutter, she sleeps in one bed. When they're usher, they sleep in another bed. Is that a problem? Kumtay said the husband, when they're usher, the husband is sleeping in the bed that the wife was sleeping in the entire time that they were mutter. Is there any issue with that at all? So how to do that the first time might be a little bit difficult. I'll explain to you how to do it in a second. But l'chur, that's not mitum yuchadis lo. That's Levush Yoyis and Shevet Levi, they say that kokama that it's not miyuchad, because sometimes he sleeps there, sometimes she sleeps there, so then in Hanami, that's not considered mitum yuchadis lo. And that would not be the iser. So as long as they switch off, Dumani that he told me afterwards, after he asked me a question, he told me that he spoke to somebody, and that's what the person Nemdon consulted. In Hanami, it's not considered a mitum yuchadis, but he gets to this shayla mamish. Now, how do you do it the first time? The very first time that when she became usher, now you want to sleep in her bed. L'chura, for the last time, it was always her bed. So Nechanami, what you have to do is when she's mutter, half the time sleep in her bed, half the time sleep in your bed. You'll sleep, you'll switch off. Half the time, you'll take the right bed, she'll take the left, and half the time, she'll take the left, and you'll take the right. And that way, already by the time it comes to the time that she's usher, it's already not a mitum yuchedes, and that's not a problem. Now, what else is considered mitum yuchedes? You go to a hotel. And she calls, ah, I get the right bed. And then she puts down her knapsack on the right bed. Does that mean the mitum yuchedes la? So, Rabbi Zvi'el brings down from Rabbi Yashiv that if you go to your in-law's house, then it does not consider mitum yuchedes. It says unless you're coming for a number of days, you're staying there for an extended period, or you go there very often, then maybe in a chanami that would become a yuchen. But the very fact that you're staying over by somebody's house, she slept there one night, that's not going to become a mitum yuchedes. You go to a hotel, he says, for sure, says the Shevet Levi, by just calling something, there's no hazmana milsa here, and it's not going to be just because she called the right bed, because it's next to the window, that doesn't mean that it's her bed, and in a chanami, you'd be allowed to sleep there. If you're there for an extended amount of time, so already, so the Shevet Levi declares, it's not clear how many days it is in 3 days, it becomes miuchin, but certainly a day or two, that's not going to be mitum yuchedes. So then that's what he's saying. If you always go to, if you're there once in a while, then even so, I don't know if that's considered mitum yuchedes la. If you go often enough, especially couples, they go here and there, so it's very common. 1 week this, 1 week this, 1 week this, 1 week this. They're going two Shabbosim every month, they're going to their in-laws' house, they're going 25 times in the course of a year. So in a chanami, that's mamash considered one bed. Now let's say you go to your in-laws' house, and she has the bed that she was sleeping in when she was single, before she got married. Is that considered mitum yuchedes la? I would think that it's not considered mitum yuchedes la, even though certainly she slept there for 20 years before. But it's not mitum yuchedes la after you got married, and that's what it counts about. Because when you sleep together with her, where is her mitum yuchedes la? And that was never the case, and therefore it does not have mitum yuchedes. Now, if you're sleeping in that room and there happens to be another bed, and she always sleeps over there, besider, and it will turn to mitum yuchedes. But one time, two times, it's not going to turn into mitum yuchedes, unless that's how it is constantly. You're there for an extended period of time, that will also turn it into mitum yuchedes la. Now, what's considered mita? What aspect of the mita is a problem? For example, you have two beds. Most people, the beds are two of the same beds. They bought two mattresses together, two box springs together. The linens match each other. The pillows match each other. If we were to come into your house in the middle of Anistar, while no one's there, and switch around the bed, would you have any idea that it's her bed instead of your bed? So if you do know, in Echanami, that's the Chari Mitum Yuchedes, because there's not a difference. But if there's no difference, so the Peski is Manenu a very, there's a lot of different sheets to say, what is it included? Because the Kavod talks about karmic sases. Sadinim, they talk about the Mizron, you want to switch the mattress. What's considered, if you want to switch the mattresses, they say, don't switch it when you're Aser. So that's Mitum Yuchedes law. Now, that's the Chari only if you could tell the difference between the mattresses. If you would have no idea, when you switch mattresses, that it turns mattress, then it's very difficult to say that's considered mitum yuchedes. There's no hero there. There's nothing there that reminds you of that it's her bed before. because you switch the sheets in the middle, so therefore, so if she wears perfume and it smells like perfume, so then maybe that would be a problem. But if it's just the regular sheets and you're switching the sheets and or the pillows fall off the bed, so you have to mark them to know which one goes back. If you have to mark them, that means that there's no difference between the two of them. If there's no difference between the two of them, there's not miyuchedeslo. There's nothing that's special about it. Vemela, I would think, Louis de Mistafina, I mean, the Pashas is like the Bush Yeriz goes, and other places can say this, that it's the ikr is the mocking. That's how a person is mesiaches. Generally, people have the right bed is one, and the left bed is somebody else's. And Vemela, if you're going to switch around, do you want to sleep on the right bed now? So, Nechonami, that's, I look at it as her bed. And therefore, that would be the mitzvah miyuchedes, which would be problematic. If she has different sheets, if she has a pillow that she sleeps with, a long pillow that she likes to sleep with, if she has a small pillow that she likes to sleep with, if she has a different type of blanket, whatever it is, something which is miyuchad for her, 100%, that could be a problem of mitzvah miyuchedes, because that's a shayla, that's something, that's karmic sauce that the pisul tshuva brings down. And that would be ma'ir hirim. However, anything which lachur, there's no difference between it, and there's no way for you to know, then it's very hard to say that should be a problem of mit miyuchedes law, and therefore it would only be the mokrim that would be the problem in such a case. What's that? If you want to switch the mokrim, do it when you're mutter. If that's not applicable, I don't know the eitzah. No. I wouldn't think that that's. It's hard to say that that's the. I don't know, every person can talk for himself. I would be somebody that has no, they have no way of realizing that it's the wife's mattress, then what did they do when they switched it? Now, oh, this is my mattress, so therefore now, or this is the place that she always sleeps. So if she doesn't always sleep there, then a chanam, I say, vanoim, sam yuchedas then. Whatever she does, then.
Can I use her pillow somewhere else, like on the couch?
No. It would also be this nichla lemitim yuchedas la lechur, that's a problem. The same way that you can't. What?
It is Lewis Gold in switch places. So the muffin, which is no muffin, but everything else is yours, and you know the difference.
I would think that's also a problem. That's also included. Yeah. It's not that I'm being makish that karmic self is the problem. I think also the problem in a case where there's nothing else that's nicker, it's the muffin which is nicker. If you have something else that is nicker, that'll also be a problem. Both will be a problem. But in a case where nothing is nicker, in those days where it's a straw mattress, like you could tell every piece of straw where it was, and then different things. Not everything was perfectly the same, but now that everything is made by machines, and everything comes out looking the exact same way, and your linen's the exact same, and your blanket's the exact same, and there's the exact same amount of feathers inside, then generally there's no difference. If there is, once again, that will be considered mitzvah miyuchedes. To sleep in a bed, then we'll see the sif. The Rama says, "V'asr leishav al tafsel arach shemisnadedes ve'inu mechuberes lakersuk sheisha nido yishavet alav v'yesh matiring shodim achar mafsek v'yesh beinim." You're not to sleep on a shaky bench if it's not mechuber to the kersul. If your wife is there, and there are those that are meiko if there's somebody between. V'chein lo yelech mishne ba'agala achas v'tzmin achas moelach v'rak derech tiu. But the trachov merely on the trachov. Then that's okay. Now this din is also not exactly clear. The din of Safsal Misnadin is not clear. What is the Isser of Safsal Misnadin? Bechlal, the Sfaradim, like the Beis Yosef says, the Sfaradim are makrish, that there's no such halacha in the first place, there's no such Isser, and that's how the Sfaradim go kimdumani, that it's not a problem. However, according to the Ramah, that says that it is a problem, the Shailas, what is the issue? What's the issue to sit on a tafsal misnadin? So it seems that the Paiskim weren't so clear. The Taz understood that the issue is here. The Shach says that's not the issue in the Kuzakas, says the Shach. It's either Negiyah or it's like Shina Bimitacha. Now what does it mean it's Negiyah? What's the Negiyah? You're sitting on a bench that's shaking. Where's the Negiyah here? It's Negiyah Ayidi Davar Acher Shalebi Kavano. That's what we're talking about. We have arrived in the Shach, that's us. Or it means the Shach is that you're going to come to Negiyah because it's moving back and forth. That's maybe the Mashmoy. And then he says, the other shash is that it's like Shina B'mita Achas. What's Shina B'mita Achas? It's like Chibo. You're sleeping together in the same bed. The Shaila is, if that's the case, then why is it Tafka when it's Ein Mechuberes L'Kaisel? If it's Mechuberes L'Kaisel and it's shaking back and forth, then you should still have the shash of Negiyo. And you should still have the shash of chiba and nachshash of her. What's the difference in mechober versus not mechober? Lule de mistafina amina. I would have thought to say that in chanami, this din of safsa misnanded is referring to like a swing. A swing that goes back and forth. That's the lashon of the Orchid's time. A safsa misnanded ono va'ono. What do you mean ono va'ono? Most chairs don't shake back and forth ono va'ono. That's not the way that they are. Ono va'ono is like a swing. When you're going together on a swing like they have, not a swing for the kids in the park. A swing like a chair, which is a swing that they have, like a wooden bench, which is a swing. And you're going back and forth. There you can see, since it's mamish moving back and forth, there you can understand what the chibur is. You can understand why it's carved in a giyah. You can understand what the hair is. That makes a lot of sense. And it makes sense that if it's mechover l'koysel, so even if it moves a little bit, but it's not swinging back and forth, then in echanam even mutter. The only thing is I didn't see any of the places in my name that say that. No one learns that way. Though I did hear that there is one of the moitzim around that does pasim like that, but I didn't see anybody that learns this way though. Why is what? She means not need ana va ana. It could be. Huh? She means not need ana va ana. I would just say misnani. Safsla misnani. Ana va ana sounds like it's going back and forth. That he makes the Orchid Chaim doesn't make that though. The Orchid Chaim says when he brings it down, he doesn't even talk about agon. Maybe the Beis Yosef tells it too. That's not the Orchid Chaim. The Orchid Chaim seems to say, "Aser leisha b'saf shal shir sheves em ina kavua shaloi tuchel in anea ana v'ana shaloi tuchel." Mashmoy says that once it's attached, then it's not able to go back ana v'ana. What? Is that Pashup Shat? I would love to say that's Pashup Shat. The only problem is, as we'll see in a second, they're not really learned that way. The Hagor on the side, the Beis Lechem Yehuda on the Gilyon, he brings down Alakuris, Arukis, and Iktasis, Levinin, Vesheikh, the Tidus, Yusser, Abin, Zulam, Adam, Zulam, Utoran, the Koydan, Koyva, Osan, Kumachubaran, Damyo, Nachal, Shiva. So Jutara brings it down also that if you have long beams that are sitting on the floor and they're very heavy, they don't move. So it's like Mechover. Is it Mamish Mechover? No, but since it's so heavy, then it's like Mechover, and therefore it's not a problem. The mashmoyt of the Nachla Shiva, Beisach Yehuda, goes like this, Sidri Tara, is that the whole Maila of being Mechover is just that once it's Mechover, it doesn't move back and forth. And Memela, if it's not Mechover and it doesn't move back and forth, then it's also not a problem. The thing is, Ramesha did not learn that way. Ramesha says, Lehedi not that way. And it's Maduik, Lehedi not that way, from the Ramah. Aser leishiv al safsal aruch shem misna nedes ve'ena mechuberes lekoisel. It's misna nedes ve'ena mechuberes. It should say she'ena mechuberes lekoisel. First of all, you don't have to say a klal. Misna nedes. If it's mechuber, then it's not misna nedes. Elamai, there's such a and if you want to say that once it's mechuber, it's not misna nedes. You just said aruch shem misna nedes she'ena mechuberes lekoisel. But ve'ena mechuberes mashma that if it's misna nedes and it's mechuberes lekoisel, then it's not a problem. So something which would be mechuber then and it's misna nedes. Then, Mashmoy says that it's mutter. Does that mean that it's Esau is mutter? No, it doesn't mean it's Esau is mutter. It's mutter also because of Kalsarish. But even if you want to go with the Skula, the Shal is where does that apply? So Ramesha, Ellen saw the Tshuva of Ramesha, that to sit in a car together, on the back bench, in the front, actually in the days of Ramesha, even the front bench looked like the back bench. It was just one bench in the front. The back bench nowadays, 99.8% of the cars have individual seats in the front, and about 50% of them have individual seats in the back. But many cars, especially taxis here in Eretz Yisrael, they have one bench in the back. Is there a problem for the both of you to go in the back of the bench together? Says Rav Moshe that it's not a problem. It says Bechlal, it's not Misnadne. And it's not like the Smina Ketana that they're talking about, the Rishonim and the Ramah brings down over here, that it's a problem. He says not only that, even if it happens that you do feel the nidnud of her, it's not a problem because yesh l'dayni kimachover. Since it's so heavy, since it's a big thing, yesh l'dayni kimachover. Who cares that yesh l'dayni kimachover? Well, l'maisa, it still moves around. You're still feeling here. L'chor, you still have all the time in. You still have the negi al yidei davar asher, if that's what the chash is. You have the hir, you have the chiba, whatever it is, the chash. L'chor, what does it help you? L'chor, that you're feeling each other. Not exactly clear how Rav Moshe learned this. We'll see in a second, maybe. Now Rav Moshe continues and he says, not only that, the pashas is up there that even when you want to go on a trip, that's also going to be mutter. Why? Because the whole thing that's usher is dafka, something which is mamish small, which is misnanded back and forth. Like the case that he's talking about, like the smina ktanu. That's usher because it's mamish moving back and forth. That's where they ushered it. But if it doesn't move back and forth, then in a chanami, the very fact you're sitting together, that's not going to usher it, even if you're going to tiul. And since a car doesn't move back and forth, and even if it does, it's so heavy, so it has been a mechuber, therefore it's mutter. Accordingly, the question that we asked on the sheet was, if you're driving through the Alps, just for the sake of driving through the Alps and enjoying the Rebbeinu Shlomo's scenery, is there any problem? Mamash the tiul, ginus, or paydeisim, is that a problem? According to Rav Moshe, it's not a problem at all. Even if you're sitting on the back, certainly if you're sitting in the front, which each seat is by itself, but even if you're sitting in the back, lechoreh, that's going to be mutter. Now, the only thing is that Rav Moshe understood that as long as there's no chash that you're going to touch each other, it says, then it's not a problem. Even if you're going to tiul. If you look in the Darkei Moshe, the Darkei Moshe says, lahedi not that one. The Darkei Moshe says that according to the Shulman Sadeshin, even if you're sitting in the front and she's sitting in the back, that mutter, if you're going mi'ir le'ir, however, if you're going the tiul, then even that's going to be usher. Mashmoy says that even if you're not going to touch each other, then it's still a problem if you're going the tiul. What? Oh, so Rav Moshe learned that the chash is al tenid. He learned that there's not two different things here. The reason why it's usher is because of the ninud. But when there's no chash of ninu, then it's not a problem. However, for the pashas of Mashmoyes, the Trumas Hadeshin is not that one. The Trumas Hadeshin doesn't mention anything about ninu when he's talking about Agala. The Agala, I shouldn't say pashas of Mashmoyes. This is the way that Rav Moshe learned. Hard to go say connected Ramayshin. Many Poiskim and Eretz Yisrael who go now like Ramayshin, they understood that Agala is a different din. Agala is not the same din of ninu, and therefore, as long as it's kavua, there's no problem of ninud, and a car which is kavua has no issue of ninud. They understood the Trumas Hadeshin. If you look at the Trumas Hadeshin inside, the Trumas Hadeshin seems to say that there's no problem going in Agalat together. How do I know? It's not a matzah of chivas up there, because all strangers come together and they sit in the Agalat. So therefore, even if it's just you two together, but the matzah is not a matzah of chivas, and therefore it's not a problem. Even so, if you're going to tiul, he says it's not so pashut that it's mutter. Mashmoyis is that he's taught that even though I told you that it's not a matzav v'chiva because other strangers go, but if you're by yourself and you're going to tiul, then it's going to be a problem. That has nothing to do with nindud. Nindud was never in the Trumas Hadeshin. Nindud we saw in the Aguda. Nindud was in the Trumas Hadeshin seemed to be a different halacha. Maybe from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch put the Ramah put them together. After he talked about Tafsal, he says v'chein lo yein lechem mishnah v'agala. You might learn that it's all one halacha. However, the Poskim understood that there's two different halachas over here. There's one halach of Tafsal Misnadein, that's also because of Hirur or Chibo or Nigiyu. There's another Isser of going together in the same car, in an Agalah, together. And therefore, the Tiyul, they would understand that is problematic. And the Meila, they say, to go in the back of a car together, then maybe, if you're going with Tiyul, that would be awesome. Not only that, according to them, it could very well be that if you're in two different seats and you're not touching anybody, that's still usher. Because the isser over here, according to them, if you understand the Trumas Hadeshin was ushering it because of the matzav of chiba of you two being together, then it's not going to be make a difference if you're on two different seats. And maybe just to go in a car together, l'tiul, that would be usher according to these paiskim. However, one second, we're just going to be magbil it in a second, and afterwards we'll get to the questions if there still is. First of all, lechori can be mechalik between the case of agalah where somebody else is driving you and both of you are by yourself, even if you're on two different benches. But lemaisa, that's a matzav of chiva. If you're driving the car yourself, then it's hard to say you're busy with your eyes on the road. You're supposed to be at least. Then you don't have the same matzav of chiva of driving together. That's the first thing. And mainly, even according to them, Kenzan, that you wouldn't, if there's no Shash Negiyah, then it doesn't have the same din of Agala. However, Poiskim are Machmir when it is Litiyul. What does it mean, Litiyul though? And that's also to be magbalit. What is a tiyul? So many places would say that tiyul doesn't mean getting to the place you want to go. If you want to go to the zoo, there's no problem driving to the zoo. It's in the zoo, that would be a problem. Maybe to go to a safari, to drive around in the safari, if you don't have rhinoceroses that are peeking through your window, which they have over here, and you're not scared out of your pants, then the chara, it might be a masav of chiba in such a case. But generally, you go somewhere and then you get out of the car. Therefore, generally, you don't have an issue with bichlal, because afterwards you're not in the car together, and getting there is not half the fun. And therefore, it doesn't have a shame of tiyul. And therefore, that would be mutter. Now, agav, with regard to this, I just think that from this Shumas Hadeshin, we have a raya, at least if you don't learn like Ramesha, but the way that the Shumas Hadeshin seems to say, the Shumas Hadeshin, forget the way that Ramo brings him down. The Shumas Hadeshin says the Yisrael that we've been saying with all our chasim. He says that even though something is mutter, me'ikr hadin, and it's not a problem. However, if you change the location, or you change the scenario, or you change the background, or you change the ambience, or whatever it is that's going on, then this very same thing becomes asr. He says to go in agalah together is not a matzav of chiba. And therefore, because all strangers go together. However, in a case where you're going just with tiyul, he says it's not pashat matzav. So therefore we have, you're doing the exact same thing, it's the agalah which is the problem. And even so, he says that when you're going mi'ir li'ir, it's not a problem. However, when inside of the, in when you're going the tiyul, then that would, yes, be a problem. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan is Moisif, he says, not only that, even to take a walk together is going to be awesome. If tiyul is the problem, so even to take a walk together. Now, Roy Rubin of the Pesach is Manenu saying, we do not go like this Aruch HaShulchan, there's no problem taking a walk together. However, if it's a massive, so the Shevet Levi, it's a massive where it is romantic and it's a Shkia time and you're alone in the mountains, wherever it is, then in a Chalami. That's Nechlal, the same tiyul that we asked her with the Jumas Adeshin. That's anything, any silly thing. Even Hoshata becomes romantic when it's Libre Gospel. That's what the Rajba says. What's Hoshata? Hoshata is Mutter. Even so, when it comes to Masav, where it's Libre Gospel, then it turns into something which is problematic. So it's hard to give certain. Our Chokis has certain things that are very clear, and has a lot which is not clear. Why is it not clear? It's better very clear. It just depends on the situation. Anything which is Chayk Bekalas Reish is going to be a problem. And therefore, I would say that that's probably all the Archokis are Ahalvatar. The problem is that they all bring, very often it brings the Tzlech V'Kalas Reish, and the Tzlech V'Kalas Reish speeds things up at an insane speed before people realize what's going on. Rahman al-San, it could be too late. With regard to other things that shake, is there any problem to put your elbows down on a table, if her elbows are on the table and the table shakes together? So we don't find anywhere that's usher to stand on the same tile, even if it's shaking, you can feel this negiya yididavar acher, the negiya of agala is specifically of a safsal when you're together inside of something. But I saw the Shevet Levi says a similar thing, says to sit next to a table that's shaking, if you're not being mechaven to shake it, so he says not a problem. Obviously, if you're playing with each other, then it comes to kalas resh. The same thing would be with if you're sitting down on the same side of the table and you feel the tablecloth going back and forth because she gets up and you feel the tablecloth, l'chera, that's also not a problem as long as you're not making jokes. That's Sif Hey. Shino. Layish says Sif Vav, Layish and Iva, Bemita, Filo Kolechon, Bebig Dei, Veinigin Zevazer. Bafilu says Rama, Filo Yesh Kolechon, Masu Efne Atmoi, Bafilu Moshechon, Beiv Mitesh, Amitesh, Negezubazu Aser. Here, it sounds like the Ramah is being moisif onto the Mechaber. The Mechaber says they're not to sleep in one bed. And the Ramah says that two beds that are touching each other have the same din as one bed. Now, how much do they have to be separate that they shouldn't be a problematic? This is a piece of Teshuvah from the Kor Chaim, a millimeter. As long as they're not touching each other, then that's fine. Now, that's Ikar din. However, there are many poiskim that bring down, already the Arizal said, that you should have the minigis to have amma in between. I think he says that the mevuv, they were misakin an amma. The Arizal says that your blanket shouldn't touch her blanket. Some people say that it shouldn't be the mouth you could stick out your hand. This is already from hundreds of years ago that they said this. The Arizal was 450 years ago. This is they made these takanas mevuv, I don't know, 200 years ago, whenever it was. that they made this takana that it should be a certain amount, even though mi'ikra adin, you don't need to be, not to be considered mitachas, even a little bit. However, if you're so close to each other and you're both lying down, and especially if you're facing each other, then it's better that you shouldn't have a masav where you should be come to touching each other before in the middle of the night. Just maybe derech agav, the Tosfos Tshuva says that if you have two beds that are facing each other, the legs are touching each other, the legs of the bed are touching each other, then it's a problem because you're facing your wife. Your wife could see you, and she could see you. Your heads are facing each other. So the way that the standard beds are set up nowadays, that you have one bed and another bed next to each other, if you sleep on your right side and your wife sleeps on her left side, then you're also facing each other. And we never found anybody that said that that's a problem. It sounds like the only time that it's a problem is if it's one bed. One bed, the way that it became one bed is because they were touching at the bottom. But if it's not one bed, then in a chanami, even if you're facing each other, it's already not one bed, it doesn't have that chumrah. If you look at the Tashbi, it's inside actually, the Mashmoy says, he says that if you're very close to each other, unless it's far away, you should put a curtain in between. They shouldn't be able to see each other. But is there a limnaik that way? No, not usually. However, there are certain scenarios that one should be careful, and that is when you have a very small place, they put you up in a very small room, or your room is very small, and you don't have room to put an amma in between. You have rooms, sometimes they only have, I was once staying by somebody's house for Shabbos, and they put me up in a mastan that was converted into a bedroom. So it was a very small room. And the person that put me up says, oh, by the way, if you need it, I have a board that you can put in between the two beds. Thank you very much. So, in small places, some people do actually have a curtain, like it says. Like it's brought down in the Tazri, other places that have a curtain. It shouldn't be a matter that there is, even though mi'ikar adin it's mutter, if you're very close to each other, it's very dangerous, and therefore, it's better to have something, put something in between, put a piece of cardboard in between, doesn't have to go up to the ceiling, etzer, asar tzvachim, what does that have to be? Something they shouldn't bang into each other in the middle of the night. To sleep two, if you're in the airport and the two chairs are together, there's no problem to sleep together. Sleep on the chairs together, that's not considered shin b'mita achas, says Berkowitz. And you're allowed to sleep on your bed, if your two beds are touching each other and she's not there, you're allowed to sleep on your bed, says Chazanish, that's not a problem. Now, let's say you have two beds with a headboard. Is there any problem to have two beds that are separate with the same headboard which is attaching the two beds? I didn't understand why it should be usher. That's not the fact that they're mechuber. Are you allowed to drill the two beds into the floor because now they're attached to the floor? That's not one bed. The fact that it's one headboard, l'chor, that doesn't make it into one bed. The chokmas adam that the Tosfos Tshuva brings down, that if they're mechuber to the wall, efshur im amitas mechuber makayis al demutter, mashma that is the suffix. That's talking about where the mitas are touching each other. If you refer to bedvara, but if they're not touching each other, then l'chor is question, even though that they're attached to what? Why shouldn't the same reason it's mutter if you drill your bed into the floor? They're now mechuber. Not no. Why? According to the Chacham Zadim? Oh, maybe according to the Chacham Zadim, maybe that's not considered. You have to see the Tashbits for that. Why, if it's all attached to the wall, maybe it has a different din when it's mamash mechuber, when it's attached to the wall. But then we don't look at it as a chilek of each other. It's part of the wall. Maybe it's not a menachanami. It's not so much why that should be mutter. But when it's a headboard, l'charis, I saw the Shevet Levi says in a chanami. It says that it's a midas chasidus. Vaday halacha shari miyatim shalilasis came midas chasidus ba'alma v'roili mana. That's what I've heard that people say. L'chatchila, if you have a choice, don't buy one bedboard, buy two bedboards. But if you already bought it, then it's okay. Some people, what they do is they just don't attach one bed to the headboard, and that's also certainly no makom to be machmer in such a case. How about a bunk bed? You go away and they put you up on a bunk bed. That's the only room that they have. You're in a hostel and they have only a bunk bed. What are you supposed to do? Is there any problem to sleep on the bunk bed? So I saw the Balei Shulchan declares it. He says, what's the iser of mita achas? Is it that it's one bed? Or is it that and it's attached to each other? Or is it that it looks like one bed? But two beds that are one on top of each other don't really look like one bed, even though it's... So you blab starachim. That's what Levushi says from Eliashiv, that it's not a problem. As long as it doesn't look like one bed, it's not a problem. However, if you're shaking around, which depends on what type of mat, some of them are just drilled into the wall. But if it's not, and it's the type which is shakes around, then every move that she turns over, you feel her move over and she feels you, so then you should refrain. However, if it's not the case, then it's not a problem. What?
Al-Tafsul.
Al-Tafsul. Al Tafsal could be that it's a little bit worse than Tafsal. It's the Tafsal of the Shina B'mita Achas that the Nekudas HaKesef is learning. That Nagiya, that every time that you turn over while you're sleeping, you're feeling.
And you're not even in the same bed.
What?
You're not in the same bed.
The question is over here, maybe it's a machuber, it's even worse. But yeah, that's a nice thing. Nice thing. Nice thing.
If it's connected to the wall and it shakes,
you can lie in remission.
Yeah?
Yes. And it says the same thing also, if you have a mitat noar, or you have a high riser, and you don't put it up, so you have two beds, one next to each other, but one's a little bit lower than the other one, it doesn't look like one bed, that's also, says Rabbi Yashiv, that's fine. The Pesach Teshuvah brings down over here singing. Tzarech in imotel ishmoye kol zemer shalom. Tzarech in, if you're allowed to listen to your wife. The Shir Lagin ends on Kapshuta that it's Aser, he doesn't understand the Tzarechim. The Ramosha, when he brings down the Pesach Shuvah, he says, Roy Lahachmir. The Pardes Yimayin Machlal, he says that if you're rogel to hear your wife sing when she's mutter, then it's not a problem. And that would be mutter. Lamaisa Roy Vrubim of the Paiskim, go, Paiskim Manenu, go Lahachmir, that one should refrain. There's definitely people that did not learn. I know that did not learn that this is Aser. It's a little bit Tzarech Bir, the Pesach Teshuvah's Dimyon, he says, we learn it out from the Hekesh to Eshes Ish. And the same way that Hekesh to Eshes Ish, we learn that she didn't beat the Achaz is the problem, so too, you're not allowed to hear her sing, so you shouldn't be able to hear your wife sing. The Shaila is, you're also not allowed to be Mustakal in the Eshes Ish, even Mukavis Magluyim. And we don't say that we make the Hekesh. Yishli Asher, maybe it's not Shaya to me, therefore we're not going to take the Hekesh that far. But we see that the Hekesh is not for everything, only for what the Gemara says Hekesh is. That's what Hekesh is for. But Father Fitesis, that the Hekesh is only to, it's a Hekesh to Asfar Darabanan. Not even a real Joshua. So to know how far to take it, Yesh La'ayim. The Maisa most Paiskim are Machmer. I would think that it's not a problem. She's putting the kids to sleep and she's singing them a song. Unless she's mamish belting out a real choir, opera. But if she's just singing the kids to sleep and singing Amalach HaGoyal, Shema, whatever it is, a lullaby, then L'chera, you'll be able to make all and be Samech on even the Pesach Shuvah. It's not, it's a tarachin, or maisha, it's only a royal atmir. If it's not real singing, then I would not, if it's ma'ur here, it's seder. But if it's not, then one could l'chur be mekel.
People sing.
Nope. The same reason why if you have two Ashes Ishes that are singing together, we don't say that. Some people do, I know. Don't scream at me. What? Mirith. No. Mirith is, if it's a proper singing, then it shouldn't be. So you want to know if she's singing his mirith to the kid? Then, Sif Zayin. Le'yistakol. Afilo ba'akeva v'leiv mekemis mechusim shabbos. Says Ramah v'mutal yistakol ba'mekemis megluyim. Afafi shenene bir yasa. What's considered mekemis mechusim? What's considered mekemis megluyim? So, the Elam saw the truth from Ramosha. Chelik Beis, Simon Ayin Hei. That he says that it doesn't have the same gedarim as Kriyash Malachara. It has what the derech is for how she walks around in the house. If she walks around with her hair uncovered in the house, if she walks around without stockings in the house, then it's not a problem, even though she would not walk around like this outside. However, since that's what she's ruggled to in the house, it's not a problem. That does not apply to something which Me'ikr Hadin would be problematic, would be considered Erevo Be'etzen. It's not something. Hair has different dinim, and below the shrek, below the knee, has different dinim. The halacha is that if it's not the derech to cover it over, then you don't have to cover it over. The pashas, the way that we pass in that shrek is from the knee, that from the knee up, underneath it. Hair bechlal, somebody that's not married doesn't have to cover their hair, and the doesn't have the same gedarim. However, if she walks around generally in the house wearing short sleeves and shorts, then the pashas that's still usher, even though that's the way that she walks around when she's mutter. Now, how far do you take this? So if you look at the lashon of Ramosha seems to say, if that's the way she walks around in her house in front of her husband. Let's say she does not walk around the way around the house in the front of her husband, but when she goes to sleep, she uncovers her hair. Is that considered the way that she walks around in the house or not? So the Gra of the Mashmoyis of Ramosha is that that's not what he's talking about. Asol Vushi Eiz learns that Lahedya. He says that that's not what it's referring to. He's referring to if that's the normal way you walk around. So it's not Meir here. But in a Hanami, if she generally keeps herself covered, then she would have to cover herself. Even if there is right before she goes to sleep, she takes off her head covering. Ukedeme. That wouldn't be considered as if he's ruggle with that. Now, even if she is ruggle to take off her hair covering, she walks down that way without her hair covered, then, which is a dangerous thing because women forget that their hair is uncovered. And somebody comes to the door and they're mortified. I'm not telling you what to do, just be careful. If he is ruggle, but it is ma'ur hair, then it's a problem. The whole heter is only because it's not ma'ur hair. Not only that, even if it's a makim hamagula, which is ma'ur hair, it's going to be a problem. It's just that we presume that makim hamagula is not ma'ur hair. Any places or ma'isha that is not going to be that is normal to be uncovered, that's not be'etzim erva, which we're chayshish for here, then is not. It's not a problem. We're not chayshish that it's going to be gerim hair. It's not a problem. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a levushi. It says a merim lekibul dvarav. Yashiv went that no, the way that she walks around outside, that's the way that she has to walk around inside. And then on Lakewood, they teach like Ramesha himself says that it's right twice or three times in the same shtickle that it's right to be machmer. Hakolafinin, it says that it's right lahachmer if you could do it b'teivu b'sholim. He says if this is something which is important to your wife, then in Echanami it's okay. Don't worry about it. If it's not murder her, if it isn't, then there is makim to be machmer. Does she have to wear stockings to sleep? I'm not saying that, no. But if it is something which is her hair uncovered, let's say, depending on what the situation is, if she doesn't, befrat in the case where she's only wearing it at night, then she's only uncovering it at night, certainly there is definitely makim to be machmer in that case. However, what is considered real and what's considered istakos? Also istakos, it's lo yistakos lefi b'akeva, but mokemis b'gulim is mutzim istakos. What's istakos? So the place in Claire, what's the halacha of what is istakos? It says you're not allowed to be istakos by a rainbow. What the halacha is when you see a rainbow, that you're supposed to make a bracha. So it's a little catch 22. It's how you ever make the bracha. You're not allowed to look at it. You're not looking at it, so you can't make a bracha. So you never saw it. So the place in rachal is between istakos and re'il. Ri'iyah is seeing, and the sakhlas is bekavana, to gaze.
Staring.
It's not even so much that it's for a long time, it's the way that you're doing it. But, so, I saw Bergwitz says that we're machmer even by ri'iyah, by mekemes and mechusim, but havara ba'alma is okay. If she's getting undressed, getting the pajamas, if it's not something with her here, do you have to leave the room? Maybe outside it's nice for you to turn around. She shouldn't feel uncomfortable if she does when she's in Ida. If not, and it's for a second, and it's not more her, then it's not a problem. The biggest problem is what the Shevi Levi says. He says that the difference between Re'iyo and Estaklis is Kechut HaSair. And the difference between, and every person knows themselves, when it changes, when it's Estaklis. Now, when it changes from Re'iyo to Estaklis is very difficult. It's like what we'll see at the end in Sifyot Zayin. Negiyah Shloi B'der Achiba, when it's talking about the Eishas Ish, the Pashas is Mutter L'Chatkila. Negiyah B'der Achiba, the pashas is Abzad Girai Sardval Yavar. So you want to shake a woman's hand, the difference between, you have to be careful, that's all. Because for 1 second, if it turns into a chiva, then that's Abzad Girai. If it doesn't, then it's totally Motelech Chiva. So that's what the Shevi Levi says with Istaklis and Re'iyah. The difference between Re'iyah, if you just see her, consider, that's fine. But when it turns into Istaklis, then that's looking to be Nene, then, or a proper gazing, then that's going to be usher. So therefore, it's better to be more careful when it comes to mekemes and mechusim, and not to rely on heterim of re'iyah without istaklis, if you're able to do the fine cut in between the two of them. Now, with regard to here is the same thing. Anything which you know is going to be ma'ur here, then it's going to be a problem. Not only that, Ramesha writes, kama mekemes, that it's also to be mahar even in your wife when she's tahir. If it's not shaykh, if she's out of town. If it's not shaykh to be ba'ala, and there's a chash that tahir is going to be maybe the day of Thursday, then there's a isser, the same isser of nishmartim is the isser of hir, which is going to be maitzi zera, that shleihara adam yev 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 yev, that chash is even by ishti tahir. And therefore, if somebody knows that there's a good chash, that if he's going to be mahar, and there's no way, his wife is out of town, whatever it is, then you have the same Isser here. The chash of the Isser here is that it's going to bring to something, and therefore it's problematic even be'etzem theoretically with one's wife. Moshe writes in Kamakim, it's Erechaim, Chelik Dalet, Tezvav. Dibis Moshe writes that Loshen is Borrowed the Isav Nishmartim Isser Afla Hara Batashmash, the Ishta Kshira Vitahirak, Shishlocha Shiets Menuzal, Zerla Vatelak, again Shaini Yachal of Oila Balaila, Shiets Lifneshi Yaspikli Balishni. That's what he says. Sif Chet. Roy Lashat Yachal of Begadim Lemeni Dusakadesh, whose name Zechem Tamach Yenida, it's Roy Trim Yachad Begadim, Teres Hashem is Matmiya, Lachura, that then of Yichad Begadim was just simply in the olden days, where her begadim will get dirty when she's a nida, so you should have a special begadim when she's a nida. She shouldn't be mezgana leo when she's tahira. However, there's no din be'etzim in the yachide else that you should remember, and that's how the place can go for the most part. That there is no din. Not only that, the chum tells him he's mashmet the entire din. He skips over this din, he leaves it out. And kimdumani in Lakewood, they don't teach it. Kimdumani in the mirror, they don't teach it. They have to. Some people are mad like this. The shemitah lady says that it's that one should do something. It doesn't have to be all the begadim. It could be one baget. It could be even one baget. It could even be a necklace. It could be a necklace or something which is, this is what she wears. No one has to know, except for the husband and the wife. She wears different, whatever it is. Different watch when she's, I don't know. Something which is different necklace, different earrings. If you don't see your earrings, it's not going to help. But she wears contact lenses when she's mutter and glasses when she's doesn't. Whatever it is. Lamaita, I don't think that people are nagged this way, even though the Shefer Levi says that it is. One should do that. Kimdumani, Roiv of the Oilim is not naig this way. Sif test. Because she is here, they mattered her. It shouldn't be a massive where she's Magun. This is talking about getting dressed up. She should not get dressed up for her wife, his wife. But the Paisim say that it's not a problem that if she's getting dressed up for Shabbos or for Yontif or for Chasanu, Kedem, it's not a problem. But Samazai, if it's not for that, she's just getting dressed up. That is not, that should be refrained from when she's a nida. Anything which is, she should be pleasant. Anything which is pleasant. If anything which is a chashash of tiskan al bailo, that should be, it's mutter. However, anything which is for her husband is totally fine with, then she should not go overboard with it. For his sake and her sake. Sif yud. Now, what's the Isser Mezigas HaKreis? There's really three shaymas. Is it dafka wine? Or is it other drinks? Even in wine, is it the Meziga of mixing together two things, the wine and the water, or just pouring wine also is a problem? And the third shayla is it the Meziga and the Hoshata, or each one Mifnei Atzmai is Aser? So the truth is Machlekes Rishonim. And it's Machlekes HaPreiskim. The Rashba says it's just wine, and when you do the Meziga together, you dilute it, and you pour it, the wine, and give it to her, that's what's Aser. Hagoyis Maimini, on the other hand, Hagoyis Maimini also says, Aderach Zeh, that it's both the things together. However, the Sefer Truma, which is brought down by the Shach, he says that anything is Aser. So he says, first of all, that it's just Hayshata. Doesn't have to be two things. And he says, Maichlu Mishta. Zikr is not talking just about wine. It's talking about any food. And the Shach brings it down. The Shach seems to go like this.
He doesn't say just Meziga.
He doesn't say just Meziga. That, Lachur, that's what's Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chiddush is that even when it's not just Meziga, then that's going to be Aser. But we see that you don't need both of them together, because even Hayshata is a problem. So the truth is, you could say, like the Pridei is saying, where there's something that you could do Meziga and Hayshata, then you need both of them. As opposed to by food, there is no Meziga, and therefore even just the Hayshata of Nuvad is Aser. That's not a Meziga. Meziga is Pashtus, either mixing two things together in preparation, or it's also something which is dafka done in front of him. If you're not doing it in front of him, if you're putting it inside the kitchen, then there wouldn't be a problem at all. Most people are not preparing the plate in front of him. In a chanami, if the plate is down on the table and you're moving from the plate onto her, then in a chanami, that would be aser, al seshata, al se food. Not only that, the place they want to say that even according to the Taz, that says that it's mutter to do hagashas eichol, that's only because it's a ma'isa avdus to bring the whole plate. But if the plate's already on the table, and she takes off of the plate and sticks it onto your plate, then that's already a ma'isa, that's chibo, maybe even according to the Taz, of those that want to say that. However, How do we go halacha l'maisa? It's not so clear, because if you look at the very next shachas of Katan Yudalit, Katan Yudalit seems to say, ain't a mochruch that it's like the Bach, that to be meizig the kais and be meneich the shulchan is like, to be meneich the shulchan l'fana is like mezigah l'fana v'asa. He says, no, maybe you need both mezigah and aishata. It's not mochruch that one of them, just putting it down, is going to be aser. Ashmois is that he understood that one without the other is not a problem. Now, like you just said three lines earlier, that even by food where there is no mezigah, one without the problem is the other. So the Machat Shekel says, you're right, in Sifkat and Yudal is going to be Ikra Adin, in Sifkat and Yudgimel is what you should be Machmer on. Lachmis. The Pidea says something else. If it's food, all there is Aishata. So that's what's Aser. But by drink, where there is also mezigah and also Aishata, if you just do one, then it's not a problem. Lamaisa Reif Paiski Ashkenaz say, go Lamaisa like the Shach. Reif Paiski is Manenu, I should say. Lamaisa Sidra Tara is Mekel, and the Crazy Place is Mekel. However, the Chachmas Adam, and the Shach, and the Bach, they go Lachumra, and many Paiskis Manenu go, and this is how they teach most Chassanim, as far as I understand, that even certainly in Lakewood they did, and I'm pretty sure that in Mir they do also, and from other people that I've heard also, that didn't learn in either of those places, that it's usher to pour, it's usher to serve one's husband, even food, and even pouring drinks. Not only that, not just the mezigah, any other drink also, even if it's not wine, to pour in front, that also has the same din, even though it's just lechur and mezigah. And it's not even mezigah really, because you're not mixing two things, and you're not placing it down. The cup is already there, you're just pouring in front of him. Nevertheless, in the Aruch HaShulchan's meduik like that, lechur, that would be problematic. He's talking about wine. And everything except for water, even to pour grape juice, orange juice into his cup would be problematic if it's in front of him. Rather, the way to do it is with the shiner, like he says, put it a little bit further away, or if he's not watching, then it's not a problem, you'll be able to do that. Now, Lamaisa, what does it mean that he's not watching? Is he allowed to close his eyes, allowed to turn around? Is that enough? Is that okay? How about with your left hand? So, Kiyodua, many people heard this, the Rebbe tells that is Manenu, using your left hand is not a Shinoi, because in the olden days, if you use your left hand, that was a chutzpah. It's manenu. People don't think twice about it. There's no shinoi. I would think, though, that certainly in a place where if you're by your in-laws and you're serving, and it's going to be more gush to everybody that you're doing something, when you put the plate halfway across the table so she'd have to pull it, then not in front of him, everybody's going to see, then certainly could be mako with your left hand, and certainly could be mako if he's not watching. The Shiva Levi says that if he's not watching and he knows, that's a problem. L'chero, many places when I'm a chalik, and therefore, as long as he's not watching, then that's okay. You can just turn around to get a tissue, and so just put it down, whatever it is. Bifrat that I saw, when they showed me that Rav Karp and others say that B'shas Tzchak, you can make a straight up to serve food. You can serve food, because the mice you have G'dalei HaPoskim, many Rishonim say that it's not a problem. And even in the Achronim, we have a Sidrei Tara, the Chorus of Pashas and Machaber, we have the Crazy Placey, we have other G'dalei Achronim that say it's not an issue. And therefore, B'shas Tzchak, one could be Mekel straight up. So we'll see that. That's at the end of the day. That's Sif Yud Dalet. Sif Yud Gimel. K'shem Shasur Limzeg Lo, Yikachu Aser Limzeg Lo. That would be Aser. The question is, the other things, do they apply, the other Yisroom, do they apply also to him doing for her? What's that? Oh, so what's Mezigah now? So now, we know Haishata is going to be a problem. So Haishata is included, and Haishata is also by pouring the orange juice in front of his cup, that would be a problem. Or if you poured orange juice and now you're giving it to him, placing it down in front of him, then he doesn't have to move it somewhere else, that's going to be a problem. How about Mezigah without Haishata? You want to mix two things together, do a Mezigah. You want to
pour it.
That's like Haishata. Pouring when it's right in front of him is like Haishata. And you do it in the kitchen, and now you put it down a little bit far from him, that's not a problem. You don't bring it, it's not a problem. That's not mezigah. So what is mezigah? So some people say, what? Water is not a problem. There's no problem to pour water. That's mevur in the Beit Yosef L'Chero. That water is not a problem. It's not a davar chashuv, no chiba b'fal. The seltzer, maybe also, what? Serving food is like is not mezigah, it's Haishata. It's Haishata which is the problem. Now there's another issue of mezigah which applies to drinks. What's mezigah? That there's two yisurim. There's mezigah and haishata. So all the things that we're talking about, serving lamaisa on the table, is the haishata. The pouring when the cup is on the table is the haishata. So what's the mezigah that's aser by itself? So that, Christ can want to say, that's when you're preparing a drink. A Berkowitz goes, that's only mamash when you're preparing a cocktail. That's something special. You're orange juice with vodka, with a little bit of a slice of lemon on the side, a little bit of Coke, and a little bit of lemon juice. I don't know, whatever it is that you're preparing, some sort of screwdriver that you're preparing for your wife. That would be us if you know that that's what he likes. With coffee, that wouldn't be a problem. Even though l'chora everybody has their coffee, for the most part, it's either a teaspoon of this, teaspoon of that, or half a teaspoon of this, half a teaspoon of that. Most places say, come to mind, that making a coffee is not a problem. There wouldn't be mezigo. In other words, the mezigo, which is to make it, even if you're not going to put it down in front of him, but if you're making it in front of him, then that mezigo is also only if you're making it in front of him. Making it, so to pour or that make that cocktail in front of him, that would be the mezigo, which is usher. To make a coffee in front of him, that would be okay, as long as you're not, he's still going to have to take it from there. It shouldn't be a problem of meshata. Vodka? For him to send to her, it should. We're here talking about her doing it for him. Yeah, maybe. And a chanami. We'll see that in a second. Sif Yud Aleph talks about Asr Latim at Smitasai Befanov. You're not allowed to do Aitas Amita. What is Aitas Amita? So the question say, and they continue that it's not a Davar Shel Terech. Practically, what does it mean in the 21st century? Bepashtus, it means pulling back the sheet that he should be able to get into bed. Maybe it means fluffing the pillow. Something to prepare the bed for getting into it. Making the bed in the morning is not a problem. And the Hisr Bechlal, even what you want to do to fluff the pillow, whatever it is, it's only if it's in front of him. If it's not in front of him, that's not a problem. Even if he knows, like the Shulchan Aruch says, even if he knows what you're doing, if it's not in front of him, then it's not a problem. Sif Yud Beis. Archotzes Panav Yodav Araglov. Aser Litzik Leimayim Lirchitz Panav Yodav Araglov. Afilo Einar Negaspoy. Afilo Heimayim Tzeinanim. What's the Isser of Rechitzo? It's not clear. If it means that she's actually washing him, that's Nagia. So that's the problem. Elamai means pouring the water on top of him. That's Zriko. Taz is very busy. What is it talking about? Elamai, it means that he's washing inside of a bathtub and you're pouring the water into the bathtub that he's in. Memela, preparing water and you're not pouring it inside the bathtub, it's Fajr Ras according to the Taz. The Shach says no, he brings down from Rabbeinu Yeno. Even preparing water for him, Lahachin Kidan Shamayim Akilim Shiach Memraglov, is also Nation Hu Chiba. Where does this apply in the 21st century? Whose wife is bringing them a bucket of water to wash his feet? If she is, call a couple. How does it apply? So, the washing that is very much talked about is washing hands. Washing your hands, negavasar, or washing hands for bread, or you're washing mamachrenim. Is that a problem? So, many places say none of those are a problem. That's considered either get Berkowitz section, machal between them. He says washing for negel vaster and the mayim achrenim is ruach parol. That's not mamash real rechitzo. However, preparing the water for nifil tedayim to wash for bread, that is a rechitzo, because that's really for cleansing it be'etzem, and therefore that would be problematic. So those that say that none of that is problematic, what would be problematic? Preparing the bath would be problematic. Now what's the issue? Turning on the water. Turning on the water would be preparing the bath. That should be an issue. So therefore, if you learn that there's an iser for him to do it for her, over here it says only for her to do it for him. However, some places seem to understand the Chachmas Adna understands that also hurt him to her. Kol Shekein. I don't know, it doesn't say that here. But the Shulchan doesn't say it. The Aruch HaShulchan does say Kol Shekein. The Aruch HaShulchan says by Yassas Amita that it's a Kol Shekein. No, but these are special malachas that a woman does for the husband. That's the malachas Yishra Yisrael Abayim. We don't find that the husband is supposed to do that for the wife. The special things that's the Indian of the Chiba. Even if you have 100 shvachet, this is what she does for him. This is only her for him. And that's why it's Margo. Lamaisa, many Paiskim are Machmir. In that case, like the Chochmas Adam says, and therefore, if she's in the bathroom, in front of you, and you want to turn on the bath for her, to prepare for the tefillah or whatever it is, that would be usher. If she's not there, then it's not mefunim, then it's not a problem. Therefore, it would not be problematic. Now, washing for Netilas Yadayim, Lididi, it's very hard to say that that should be usher, to turn on the water for him. Befrat, that according to the Taz, Zikr is not usher. Even in the Shach, that says that preparing water is a problem. We saw the pre-day of Medayik, Dafka Raglo, but not Yodov. Even if you want to say not that way, it means also Yodov. If you look at the Bach, says that it's Dafka Mayim Chamin, not Mayim Tzenin. Even if you want to say that it also means Mayim Tzenin, which is Mavur in the Rajba, Nevertheless, over here where it's a tzurich for mitzvah, where everybody's getting up to wash together, and even if it's just you and your wife, well, the mice is a mitzvah, it's not something that you're doing special to prepare her that you should wash. That's the davar shel chiva. Everybody washes now. I'm preparing it for myself also. And that's what you do in yeshiva. You turn on the water for the next guy, the next guy, turn on the next guy, the next guy, the next guy. That's not something which is davar shel chiva. It's the chara, a big chiddush to say, I would think that that should be aser. It's not the end of the world. If she's not there anyhow, all it is if she's watching. If she's not watching, the problem's not a problem. So, it's easy to get out of it, so there's no reason not to be machmer, but it's hard to believe that that should be aser. Sif Yud Gimel, Kishem Shasur, Limzeg Lekach Aser, Limzeg Lov, V'lo Yoyed, Alfilu Vishleich, Lekresh Al-Yayin Aser. From here it's mashma, that it's aser, that which the Mechaber learns is aser to pour, is dafka wine. Because he says, Loi Arid, you're also not allowed to even send wine. Now if he said, if he understood that the pouring that's aser is orange juice, then it doesn't pass the lashon of Loi Arid. Not only is it aser to pour orange juice, it's also aser even to send wine. Elamai understands that the Isser Mezig is also only by wine. And the truth is that this lashon is taken straight out of the Rajma, Tzoreh Tobias HaKotzer, Daf Dalet. And that's exactly what he says. The Rajma Lishitasi that says that it's Dafka by Yayin, it says Loi Arid. Not only is it aser limzeg yayin, it's aser lishleich layayin. However, we're machmer benigay to everything. However, we're not machmer benigay to all drinks. Only alcoholic beverages is problematic. How does this? What do you do lemaisa? Where does this come up? But pashas comes up every time they have kiddush. Every time they have kiddush, it comes up. How do you send the wine to your wife? So what are the aces? So if she's sitting right next to you, drink the wine and put it down, and she'll take it herself. No big deal. Problem is if she's not sitting next to you, she's on the other side of the table. So if she's on the side of the table, how do you send the wine to your wife? So what you could do is just pour some. If you just put it down and the kid sends it, somebody else is going to send it, then terrific. Or you pour a bunch of them and they start sending them down. The first Gemara Mistopic, what's the story if you pour a bunch of them and then you send them all down, please pass it to my wife. Is that also considered Shluach Kais? Because there's no Kais that's Miuchad. So Shevi Levi Kim Duman is Machmer. Because it's Machmer, we're going to get to that. But generally, you could set up a way that if you have somebody, if your wife is sitting on the other side of the table, usually there's other people between you, depending on who it is. If it's your kids, they should know, they just pass it down by itself. If it's not, and you're stuck there, so what are you supposed to do? So then, it's not exactly clear what you're supposed to do in such a case, if there's other people there. If there's other people there, then you have to prepare beforehand what the Eitzah is. She could come, and she'll be the one that gives out the wine. She'll come, and she'll pass out the wine. That's the simplest way to, she'll pour the cups, and she'll take it that way. Instead of you sending it out, she'll send it out. She'll pour it, she'll take the cup herself and drink, and then you can hand it out. There's a child whether or not a woman's allowed to send wine to somebody. You can hand it out. But she could do, there's ways to get around it. Now the truth is that there are three different mahalchim that say that kiddush is not a problem in the first place. The first one is the prisha. The prisha says that if you drink wine from the cup and she drinks after you, then you're not miyachad a kais for her. You drank from the cup first. The problem is that he had a different gears in the Rajpah. And the lashon of the mechaber bepashas is not mashma. That way, the place gemar machmer can negate the prisha, except for Torah to bayit with me. The other way they bring down from the Sama Rebbe that the Sama Rebbe says that it's not a problem. He brought it right from Shalchmanis. What's the reyus that's created? The friendship that's created by Shalchmanis. That's when you send it through a shliach. She's not here, and you're thinking about her. I sent it through a shliach. I'm thinking about you. No, you think daito leil. That's where the tzatzer. If she's here in front of you, then it's not a problem. And the Kloisenberger, he wanted to say it's not a problem because it's a mitzvah for everybody to drink from the wine. That's not basically Yuchud. Everybody's drinking from it, and therefore it's not a problem. Lemaisa, for the most part, I think they do teach that it is a problem, and therefore figure out a way. Generally, there are ways to find if she's sitting next to you. It's not a big issue. Just put it down in the middle, and she'll pick it up from there. Pour a cup, pour a few together, and just don't say, this is for my wife, and somebody will pass that down. There's other ways. The first one is usually for the wife, but it doesn't have to be. If you're able to pour two by the time that the first guy gets around it, I see him, I'm a kid, the son sits next to me sometimes, he's the one that actually gives out the wine. By the time, sometimes he chafs, there's three or four. So, you know, depending on who's there, as long as you're not miyachet it for her, then it's not a problem. Yeah. Tiff, I'm going to leave questions for an end at this point because the air conditioner just went off. Tiff, you're dalin. Kol elu rachokas tarach la'achik ben b'mei nidusa ben b'mei libuna shem kol yimei sirosa v'inchilib kol elu ben rei amamash moises kesem v'yeshu enim sazama ein lach b'mei libuna. Benin Isra Achila Ima Bekarvach Enoigel Hakol V'Yesh LaHachmer. That's the mice that we go Yesh LaHachmer. Not only go that, we go Yesh LaHachmer even in the Shach. The Shach that says in Yom Shvi that there's an Indian to eat together, that's what you want to be Tervul Ukadema L'Maisa Peskimar Machmer. Even when you get to that, not only that, if for whatever reason she's not going to the mikvah for another few days, still to be machmer on her chalkis until she goes to mikvah. And as a matter of fact, it's much, it's maybe even more dangerous as the Shevet Alevi, because the longer it gets until she gets to mikvah, the more of a nisayin it gets, and therefore one should have her chalkis. She's just as usher until she goes to the mikvah. Mamela, for whatever reason she's not going, then the her chalkis are usher the entire time, so she's stable. Sif tezvav. The price can bring down, it's the Kesna Gadol on the side, brings down the Red Val. And the price gives my name who quotes this. What does it mean? Ain Acher Lishamshay. In Mishi Shamsha Zulasay. If he's a Khaila and she is not, the halacha is, let's say you have somebody for pay. Says Radvaz, you do not have to pay somebody for this. If you don't have anybody, you don't have to pay somebody else. That's not a problem. She's allowed to do it. Now, some of the Pesachim say, the best thing to do is do with gloves or something that you're not mamash touching her. That's the best, even though generally we're not going to matter, it's not going to be considered not negia when you're to hug somebody with gloves, still considered a... However, it's not a negia of basar mamish. It's like we see the pistol chur brings down, the mashash adefek, if you have a beg and mastic. Therefore, it's not the same chiba, and that would be better to do that. Sif tez zayin, then that's isha choyla v'hi nida asa labai la liga bakadei l'shamshgarin l'kima l'ashkiva v'yishem dein lo mishi shamshena mutter b'chol leila, the Ramah says v'chein noigim mitzicha har v'lekach. This is already the other way around. We're always more scared that the husband will be married with the wife. Therefore, if it's the wife is not feeling well, the husband is doing just fine, then we're more worried that he's going to be married with her. And therefore, the Radvaz brings down over here, the same Radvaz says, that in this case, in Mishi Shem Shena means that you can't hire somebody. If you have somebody that could be hired, then you have to hire somebody. How much you have to spend to the Shiva Levi, that's not exactly clear. So the price can ask her up. But somebody that's going to be Meshamish, the wife, then if he's able to pay somebody, terrific. If he doesn't have the money to pay somebody, whatever it is, that's Ein Mishacher, according to the Ramah, that's going to be Mutter. What is Tzvi Chayav Lekach? It sounds like from Sif Yudzayin, as we're about to see, in Baal Arefei, Osla Mashish La'adefek, the Ramah says, Tzvi Mashik Asafti, Denoigin Heter, in Tzvi Chayilav, the Mishamash La, Koshkin, the Mutter La'mashish La'adefek, Mashish La'adefek means to feel her pulse. That would be Im Ein Refe Acher V'Tzricha Elav V'Yesh Sakana V'Cholyel. If this Sakana in her Choli, then the husband would be allowed to feel her pulse. Now, what's so special about feeling the pulse more than anything else that we're talking about? I'm not exactly sure. Maybe my only thought is, this is a personal hargosha, I didn't see this anywhere, that they would check their pulse not on their arm, not on their hand, but not on the wrist, but rather either by their neck or any other place which might be a makam of chiva, and therefore that would be much more problematic. However, if it's, I don't see be'etzem that should be any different than lakimo, lashkivo, lasamcha, that is mutter. From the Ramah, it sounds like it's only mutter when it's a makam of sakana. But if it's not a makam of sakana, then we wouldn't allow it. In tzvicha harbe lekach, mashma, lakimo, lashkivo, is even if it's not a sakana. It's not clear. The Radvaz, the Pesach Shu brings down that even if it's not a sakana, it's mutter. So what happens if Chas v'Chalila, somebody's wife falls down and she needs help getting up and there's no one else around? Then in Chanani, according to Ramah, you'd be able to help her up. It's better to help her up without touching her. Somebody mentioned to lock your arm around her, that you're not touching her hand, she's not touching your hand, and you're not touching her with your hand, she's not touching you with her hand. That's the best way. Pick her up. Shichar v'lekach. That would be mutter. According to the Beis Yosef, I don't know what to say. Lamaisa. The Beis Yosef brings down that according to the Rambam, the Mechaber passes. Baal Arefei, also the Mashal HaZefek. Who's he passing like? So it could be, according to the Rambam, that it's talking about even when there's Sakana. So the Mashmoy says he's talking about even a Mashal Sakana. That's the case according to the Beis Yosef. It means because the Shailah of Bezer and the Gilei Arayis. And that's Aser, Afilu, and a Mashal Sakana. So the Shach, that's not a Bezer and the Gilei Arayis. It's only an Igiyah Shalchiba with his Abba Zayed Gilei Rai. It's not an Igiyah Shalchiba. Says that there is a Shlomim, you're right. Even though by another Age of Ish, that might not be considered an Igiyah Shalchiba, However, by a wife, it's the gaspa. It could be that there's always the chash that you become the givish shechima, and that's really the chash we have here. And the pidei talks about it in handshakes, and this has to do with negiyah in a shechiba. If you want to go on the subway together, Rav Meisher was asked, if you want to go on the subway in New York and you get smashed in between two ladies, is that a problem? If it's not a negiyah shechima, then it's not a problem. It's not a problem. However, when it's a negiyah shechiba, then it turns into a problem. Lamaisa, how does the pasuk like this? I do not know. They machmer with this. They yarg vayamer. It's hard to say. I saw Paisim did say that the halacha is like the shach, the nechrami, stafka, even in the realm, but not like the beis yisif. Maybe possibly learned depending how you learn. The Torah Shlomo learned in the beis yisif that really it's only a negiyah shochiva. Even the beis yisif learned in the Rambam that it's only a negiyah shochiva. Just by ish leinida we're chayshish. That it's negiyah shechiba as opposed to by a regular lady, we're not chayshish. The last halacha is brought down here. Ayin baruchayim simpei ches amot elinidu likanas beis kinesu l'espala l'maisa. Even though there are those that say that a woman is not even supposed to be mazkir shem Hashem, however we paskin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down and ches, we paskin chay adam that she could daven, she could bench, she go to shul, kedema. The only thing that she shouldn't do is she should not look at the sefer Torah when she's mamish being shefel, when she's mamish seeing down, she shouldn't look at the sefer Torah. Some bring down that she shouldn't go into the base. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that she should not go into the base of Chayim. She shouldn't go into a base of Kfaris until she's tevel. The Shevet Levi says she could go and stand outside the Dalat Amis of the Kfarim. Sometimes if she's not mamish seeing, they're mekel leis atzerich. This gets a little bit embarrassing if a whole family is going for a yard site, b'kedema. She can't go, she could go, everybody knows where she's, either she's also she's pregnant, unless she's not going. So what do you do in such a case? So she could go and stand outside of the Dalat Amis. Well, seminary's going, yeah, that's not so, yeah. And look at that, they didn't ask me. No, and therefore, if she's not Mama Shefaz, then maybe that's considered Makom Tzerich, that would be Mutter. There is a fellow Dikar Ramban, just while it's, what's looking in the Sefer Torah? You're not allowed to look at the Sefer Torah when she's Shefaz. It's quoted Ramban because he says that it's one of the Nifloy Saburi. Oyed Yigidu is Ramban al Torah. Vayikri Yitzesu Ches. Look it up yourself. Vayikri Yigidu Ban Yisoyin Amiti, whom he plays some day in Betelado. I'll tell you a wonder of the Ribbono Shel Olam in nature. Ki Anida Betchila Zeva, Im Tabit Bemare, Vetarich Lirespa, Yiru Bemare Tipes Adumis Ki Tipes Dam. Vekoshkem Bemare Shabbat Zabar. Keteva Hara Hamazik Shabbat Tzelit Ginai. Roya Avir Yudavik B'Mar. For a woman at the beginning of her, I wouldn't say the trans at home, but a woman at the beginning of when she's being Shefei Adam, at the beginning of her period, if she stares at a mirror, she'll see Tipo is down inside the mirror. It says that the Roya of the actual, we always wonder what does it mean, Ayin Hara. But there's such a thing that a Shaykh, especially of the Re'i itself, is Mazik. And there's the Indian not to look at the Sefer Torah. Is it Mazik to the Sefer Torah? Or is it the Indian of Tumah? There's this Pela de Kazakh, says Ramban, that she can actually see red drops inside of the mirror if she stares at it long enough. That's what she would see. Sefer Torah is open. By Hagbah, when they pick up the Sefer Torah, he says, and you're looking at the Sefer Torah, when it's open, that's what's Asr.